Hey everybody, welcome to another edition of the Burt Betterman Bettercast. I got a great guest here with me tonight. She's a holistic health coach. She's actually been on the Bettercast already before, and she's my favorite because she was my first. Of course, I'm talking about Diana Steven. How you doing, Diana?
I'm doing awesome, thank you.
And I, for full disclosure, I suppose I should point out I am talking about my first podcast guest. That could be taken a number of different ways, I suppose. But yeah, I mean, it's pretty cool. This is the first time that I've actually had a repeat guest, so I must be doing something right.
Heck yeah.
Like, if this were Saturday Night Live, you'd be like my Alec Baldwin, basically.
Nice. So, I'll take that.
Right? I mean, there's no better honor. Especially this year. Baldwin's been killing it this year. Anywho's, I'm a little punchy tonight, so I apologize for that. You might have to roll with it a little bit.
No worries.
You probably didn't know you were doing comedy tonight, but, you did get into something very interesting right when we were talking on the phone before I actually hit the record button. You're out in California right now. I thought you were just on a trip or a vacation, but it turns out it's something a little bigger than that. Am I right?
Yeah. Yep. Sorry. I didn't know if that was a question or not.
That is a question.
Yeah. Yeah. Life has taken quite the turn for the better, and it's going in the direction that I've been trying to point my life for quite some time, and it just proves that when you set your mind to something, everything works out for the best. Yeah, right now I'm actually visiting California, but it's a little trip to meet my boyfriend's family and kind of see where we'll be living, because we'll be eventually, in the beginning of May, we'll be moving back out to Napa, California for the foreseeable future, and create what our future looks like out here, save some money, and we want to build a tiny home and travel the world and teach yoga and do health coaching and make cool kids and all that fun stuff. So,
well, first of all, I'm glad to hear that you're still going to continue coaching, because otherwise a lot of this podcast would kind of lose its point, I suppose.
Yes, my coaching will continue on and on for sure.
And you're going to build a tiny house? Like, I've seen this on TV. I've heard about this. I've read about it. You're actually doing it, huh?
Yeah, that's our plan. Eddie brought it up, and he and I really, really like that idea. And once we get out here and have a little bit more time, we're going to kind of figure out the plans and see what we need to do to create it. But yeah, that's the plan, is build our tiny home and probably go back home to my hometown, you know, go back home to the farm and build the tiny home at my dad's farm, and because we'll have space there, and then just kind of travel. We actually were just in Costa Rica a couple weeks ago, and I was there for 2 weeks. He was there for a month and a half, and just really got to see Costa Rica, and we absolutely fell in love with it. I mean, it's hard not to fall in love with a, you know, beautiful Caribbean lifestyle there.
Agreed, yeah.
You know, we did a lot of different things, and, you know, camping in the jungle and doing yoga and just learning. We did a lot of, we got to see workshops, you know, attend workshops, and I actually talked to a really, really cool guy. I had mentioned him, John Perkins. He's a best-selling author of The Confessions of an Economic Hitman. Had a really, really interesting conversation about subconscious mind and how thoughts create reality, and He rubbed shoulders with Deepak Chopra and all of the major thought leaders out there. And he showed me a picture of him and Deepak, like they were buddies. And so I, you know, I knew I was talking to somebody pretty interesting. And he gave me a lot of good advice and kind of encouraged me to get more interested in writing, because that's something that I've always thought about doing, is writing and, you know, documenting my life, I guess. And so who knows what that'll end up being, but that's definitely something in my future, for sure. So yeah. I believe everything happens for a reason. And, you know, there's a reason that I met such an incredible guy and such an influence, you know, and he is helping change the world for the better, and that's something that I am extremely passionate about doing as well, and find my niche. And so, yeah.
Well, that's awesome. It's good to hear. Congratulations.
Yeah, thank you.
So you were talking about writing more. I actually noticed that you'd been doing more blogging on your website lately. What kind of stuff you've been writing about?
On my website, or you used to think in Facebook?
I was thinking about like the Intuitive Health website that you got, but have you done some on Facebook too?
No. I actually haven't. I haven't blogged on my website in a while, actually. So, I'm wondering what you saw.
Well, it must be just more than last.
I wish I could say so, but I have not been actually.
Well, I suppose the most recent one's like early March or something.
Yeah, I don't remember what I posted, I guess. Sorry.
Oh, that's all right. Anyway, so you want to do more writing. What would you write about if you did more writing?
You know, that's actually a really good question that I kind of think about regularly, because, you know, it's just something that I know that I want to do, but I don't necessarily know exactly what I like to write about. I love to... you know, just journal for my own sake, really, and just, you know, talk about what happened in the day and just reflect on things that I've learned. And so maybe something along the lines of change, you know, like just kind of like my life story is going from uninspired to inspired, and something along those lines. I really want to inspire people to take their life into their own hands and actually do something with their lives and not just let it happen. And, you know, they wake up when they're 80 years old and say, what did I do with my life? Kind of thing. Mm-hmm. There's just too many people passively living life. And, you know, I used to be one of them and just kind of let life happen to me. And I realized that life doesn't happen to us. It happens for us. And we create our realities with our thoughts. And when you have, you know, faith in yourself and in a, you know, a higher power, you know, anything is possible. And I know it sounds so cliche, but it is so incredibly true, because I'm living it every day.
So is what you're talking about basically like I've seen a lot of stuff online, and I think even like a movie or a documentary or something about the law of attraction, right? And like basically whatever you focus your thoughts on enough, regardless of what it is, you can somehow make it your reality, right? Is that where this all comes from?
Yeah, it's definitely the law of attraction. You know, thoughts become things. I definitely did not coin that phrase. but it speaks so much to be true, because like when you think something, where do we think those thoughts come from? Right? Like they didn't just like come out of nowhere. You know, we have an intuition. Everybody has intuition, you know, our connection to whatever we want to call it, you know, God, the universe, really, you know, whatever religion, that spirituality, you know, whatever people find that works for them, whatever you want to call it. We have that intuition that tells us, you know, what we are here to do with our lives. And when we listen, when we tap into that intuition, when we connect with our higher self, we can really just figure out what we want with our lives and then do it. Like, it's all about figuring out what you want to do with your life and then just taking action. It's simple as that. It's not easy, but it's simple. You know, it's connection to your higher self through yoga or meditation or prayer, you know, whatever you resonate with. It's all about just connecting with you and what you want, you know, what your best self wants for you in your life, and then taking action on it. Because I was at, you know, about a year ago, I was in a place where I was, you know, wanting all of the things, but I wasn't taking action. You know, I wanted all the change, and I wanted both of my businesses to be growing, but, you know, I couldn't make things work out the way that I wanted them because I was trying to force it. But then once I really connected with what I wanted, you know, my higher self wanted, and like really connected with what life, like what I was here to do, you know, my purpose. I believe everybody has a purpose, and it takes time to really figure out what your purpose is, but it's worth taking the time to do that. You know, I'm here to help people with their health, you know, whatever that may look like. Right now it's health coaching and yoga that I'm super passionate about. And, you know, passions are a link to what we're good at and what, you know, what we should be doing with our lives, quite honestly, you know. And a lot of times people say, don't turn your passion into work. I've heard that before, but I don't know. I have a hard time believing that, because when I'm passionate about something, I just want to do it all the time. And why wouldn't I want to do that for work?
Right. So basically, I think you're saying it has a lot to do with kind of blocking out the noise, doing some introspection, and kind of finding what's already there, as opposed to creating something, right?
Exactly.
So, I mean, I think there's a lot of, I was just watching another video about this before I got online with you, which is kind of what spurred the thought in my mind, I guess, of how people kind of misconstrue this law of attraction thing to be like, you know, as long as you think about it hard enough, whatever you want, you can have it. Like just saying in the mirror every day, I want $1 million, or I have $1 million, right? Like, and then tomorrow or a year from now, you're just going to like get a check for $1 million in the mail. Like, I think like some people portray it like that's the way it actually works. You're like,
for sure.
And I don't know. That kind of annoys me, because I think there's something there. I think there's something to it, but it's not that.
No, it's not that at all. Because like I said, you have to take action on those thoughts. The universe is not just going to, poof, there's $1 million, unless you are taking inspired action upon creating $1 million in your life. How are you? So let's say I want $1 million in my life. So what am I going to do in order to create that and, you know, bring that into my life? Well, I might start a business, or I might go try to raise money, you know, by doing a good deed, or, you know, just like, I could think of 1,000 different things that you want to take action on creating that reality, not just saying, I want $1 million. It's not that easy. It's a simple concept, but it's not easy, like I said. But like when you get in tune with what your higher self wants, it's going to come from a place where when you connect to that, you're going to find breadcrumbs. You're going to find the synchronicities in life that lead you to where you need to go next. Like, you're going to maybe meet somebody who could link you with somebody who's going to fund your project for $1 million, you know, something like that.
Mm-hmm.
So it's tapping into your intuition and then looking, you know, being open to receiving the synchronicities, the something that might look like a coincidence to someone. But it's not a coincidence. Everything happens for a reason. And if you're just open to accepting everything as is and not trying to change things, you know, like most people try to do because they want it to work for them. Mm-hmm. When you just allow life to kind of unfold in front of you, it's really beautiful, and things just start happening. It's kind of hard to explain, actually. So hopefully I'm doing an okay job.
Sure. Yeah. I mean, I think you said something about, like being open to opportunities. Like I think there's something to that where, it can be very subtle, but like there'll be, like you said, little breadcrumbs along the way or something that just kind of an opportunity you wouldn't have expected, that maybe if you're not paying attention, you didn't even know it was really an opportunity. And yeah. Then suddenly, you know, when it's in your frame of reference, you go, oh, like if I say yes to this, then that might lead me here. You know what I mean? So it kind of.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. And then you don't see failures as, it's not a failure. It's just an experience that you learn something from. Mm-hmm. And it may lead you to the next experience that might lead you to the path right. of least, you know, resistance right. and success potentially. Right. It's really just following the breadcrumbs of life and taking action. I cannot stress taking action enough, because I was stuck for probably, the last year. I felt stuck in my situation where I was, and I reflected back on why I was feeling stuck, and it's because I was saying yes to everything, and then that meant I was saying no to all of the opportunities that were for me, and so I decided that I was going to prioritize my life. I said no to anything that didn't make me happy. And I said yes to only the things that were making me happy. And that was, you know, my health coaching business, my relationships in my life, and yoga. And so I said no to everything else. And that was the most, it was so freeing and exciting. And as soon as I made that decision, like things literally just started happening and started unfolding. And, you know, I met my boyfriend who we have plans for a long life together. And like, I feel like all of the relationships in my life are, you know, strong, and my career is going in the right direction, and like my yoga practice is going really well. Like everything just in my life is finally going in the direction that I want it to go. And that's just really exciting, because it all stemmed from me deciding to say no to all the things that didn't make me happy and just taking action. So
that's interesting. You stress taking action at the same time saying no to things. Like some people might say that seems contradictory on the surface.
For sure.
Right?
For sure. But like I said, when I was saying yes to everything, I was saying yes to everybody. And so that meant I was saying no to the things that I really truly wanted in my life. And I didn't feel focused. I felt pressured from everybody else, and I was doing things for everybody else, and it was getting me nowhere, because it wasn't making me happy, A, and B, I wasn't prioritizing, you know? And when you like read about successful people, what do successful people do? They prioritize their life, they set goals, and they don't say yes to everybody, because they know that, like I said, when you say yes to everything, that is going to get you nowhere, quite honestly. That's what I was doing. Mm-hmm. I was spinning my wheels and getting nowhere.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I think that's especially more so today, like as connected as people are, there's so many more offers for things. So I think you just have to, it's almost like it helps to be better at sifting through the offers to figure out, like, you know, we were talking about earlier about if you keep your eyes open, you might notice the opportunities. Like, there's going to be a ton of things that you have the chance to do, but are they really an opportunity for your goal, the thing that you're after, right?
Exactly. It comes back to what are your priorities. When people set priorities, that's when you figure out what you can say yes and no to, you know? And before, I didn't have my priorities in line, and I didn't really quite honestly know what my priorities were, because it takes time to figure that out too. Not to say somebody can just wake up and be like, okay, this is what I want to prioritize in my life. Mm-hmm. These are what's important to me. You got to do some soul searching for sure. Like, this has all been over the past couple of years I've been working, you know, this isn't just an overnight success type thing that happened, I guess. But it's definitely life changing once you do figure it out. So prioritize, taking action, and just listening to your intuition. And intuition doesn't just happen overnight either. That's something that some people can connect to a lot easier than others, and you know, it took me getting really healthy in order for me to kind of find that inner voice and find that faith. And it's not something that just uncovers itself, I guess, without some really deep introspection, I guess. So.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So there's another thing that sometimes I struggle with in there and it's not just, like, I'm not saying this academically, like, I literally personally struggle with this occasionally, where it seems to make a lot of sense to me to say, only say yes to the things that you really want and that make you happy, and say no to everything else, because it keeps you focused on track. But at the same time, like, aren't we raised to think, like, you know, sometimes we have to do things that aren't good for us, and, like, sometimes, I don't know, you need a challenge, or you need the bad to show you how good the good stuff is. Like, where does that fit into play?
That's a good question. So I guess what pops into my head is I definitely realize that in order to grow as a human being, you need challenges, you need diversity, you need struggle, and that has been my life the last 5 years, has just been, you know, on and off struggles. And
I mean, is it fair to say that life throws you enough of those anyway that you don't have to create them for yourselves, maybe?
For sure, yeah. Like, when you're allowing life to just kind of unfold in front of you and realize that life is there to learn from and to grow from, and having a positive mindset, the positive mindset is really, I think, that has gotten me to where I am, because I've seen, you know, I've experienced a car accident, and I was, you know, I became a victim of the car accident, and I found yoga through that, and now, in retrospect, I'm like, that was the best dang thing that happened to me, because it led me to yoga, it led me to a passion of mine, it led me to the man of my dreams. It, you know, as cheesy as that sounds, but it's true. Like, all of these amazing things happened from that one, at the time, seemed horrible experience. And so, yes, life is going to always throw you curveballs, but when you come to those experiences with a positive mindset, it's really, really hard to not be excited for the next adventure, quite honestly. Like, on our road trip out here, we had our radiator, like, basically blow up on, like, within 6 hours of our road trip to California. Oh, geez. And we could have turned it into a negative experience. It could have been, like, just, wow, we wanted to get back to Napa for a guy was speaking about a book that we wanted to hear about, and we totally missed it because of the radiator, and we could have been upset about that, but we turned it into an amazing night in Rapid City, and we got to do a really cool yoga class and met some really cool people and stayed at a really cool Airbnb and got a good night's rest. Like, so it's all about mindset and just embracing life and seeing every opportunity as a way to grow. And then when you have, you know, when you figure out what your priorities are in life, like, I recommend like having three priorities, picking three top priorities in your life. And, you know, I've heard multiple successful people out there say this too, you know, choosing your top three priorities. And when, you know, something difficult might come into play, but if it's still taking you in the right direction towards one of your priorities, you know, it's you got to do those hard things. You know, nothing worth having comes easy, and I just accept that. It's just something that I accept, and I try not to think about it sometimes too much, because sometimes it is intimidating. Like, yeah, like, my yoga practice really helps me with that as well. It helps me do hard things on the mat, so when I go out into life, I can also deal with the hard things in you know, the best way that I can, I guess.
Sure. So if you're supposed to have like your top three priorities in life, can you also have like can this be an outline style where like you have one A and one B and one C and then two A, B, C, and D? Because I'm definitely one of those people sometimes that is guilty of spreading myself too thin and having like 8 top priorities or 18 top priorities.
Yep.
No, but you're right though. I think especially as you get older, and I don't, like, you have so many more, like, I like to call them administrative details of life. Like, mm-hmm. Me right now trying to find a way to keep the water out of my basement in my house. I love the house, but my God, it's been a pain in the ass with that. So, like, so many of those things get in the way that if you have 8, like, extracurricular time priorities, I suppose, you just never get to them, and you're going to feel like you're not finishing any of them or that you're failing at all of them, when if you found the three you really wanted, I suppose, and actually follow through and finish, you'd probably feel a lot fuller at the end, maybe?
That's exactly what happened. That's what the last year has been for me, is I was saying I had all of those 10 top priorities that I thought I was going to achieve, and, you know, I wanted to do all of these, you know, things, and then after 8 months of doing all of that, I felt so unhappy and stuck and, you know, uninspired, and I just felt like I was getting nowhere. And so then I was like, whatever, I'm just going to make myself happy. So what are the things that really, truly make me happy? And I had to really think, like, I love, absolutely love helping people with their health through health coaching. So I knew that was going to be it. You know, I was trying to start 2 businesses at once, decided one of them was not going to work out. So I said goodbye to that one for now. You know, it doesn't mean forever.
Sure.
It just means for right now. It's not going to work. I, you know, like I said, yoga and relationships, those are, and health coaching were my top 3 priorities that I know make me truly happy and fulfilled. So it's going to have to come down to you maybe making a list of all of the, you know, said priorities that you have, and picking the top 3 that you really want to hone, and just focusing on them for now. You know, and you might be able to get to the other ones later, or they might just work themselves out and happen because you made the decision. The universe wants you to make a decision. No maybes, no halfways, you know, just... And that was my problem. I was kind of half in, half out of all of my priorities that I had, even though they weren't even priorities, if you think about them. If you think about it, you're not making it a priority if you have too many priorities, right?
Yeah, great point.
So
it gets diluted.
Diluted, and then it ends up making you feel like a failure, or you know, it just makes you unconfident. At least that's what was happening to me, and so I said no to anything that wasn't making me happy, and it was the best decision I've ever made.
Well, good. If you don't mind me asking, what was the most painful priority that you had to give up? Or chose to give up, rather.
I ended a relationship that wasn't, that I was overlooking some things. And realized that I wasn't in it for me as much as I thought I was. And so, yeah, I ended a relationship that it was not easy to do. I mean, it never is. To make somebody else, not make somebody else, but that's what happened, you know. I got sad, and it makes you feel guilty, but I realized that it was making me happy to end it, and so that's what mattered. And that's what matters for everybody, you know. If something's not making you happy, you have to, really evaluate, why is it not making you happy? It could be for, you know, many, many reasons. And that's why I can't stress, you know, going inward and really connecting with your higher self and what you want with your life and how you want to go about life. Do you want to live an uninspired life? Or do you want to live a fulfilled, inspiring life, you know?
Mm-hmm. Wow, that's definitely a tough one. Thanks for the honesty there, I suppose. So to change course a little bit, I've been in the immediate past, I've been consumed by a lot of other things, my house being one of them, and the news cycle, generally speaking, being another. But immediately prior to that, I've been paying a lot of attention to personality type. Excuse the squeak. puberty. just being, figuring out a lot about how different people are from one another, and beyond just like being an introvert or an extrovert, but like even deeper levels of, you know, how people problem solve and how people interact and things like that. And I'm curious, because I know you make a big deal about the way that your health coaching is tailored to an individual client's needs. And I'm curious if you ever look into questions about their personality type in terms of how you might implement a coaching plan for somebody.
I guess not necessarily. I haven't done a whole lot of research on that, I guess, but I've always had a good read on people. I can kind of generate what their vibe is, how how they're feeling, and really tap into their emotional side. I'm an emotional, sensitive person, and so I think that gives me a little bit, for lack of better words, superpower. that I can kind of connect with people on that on an emotional level, and my program is really based on just asking really good questions, and so I've just learned how to ask really good questions and to make people think about their life and what they want with their life, and exactly what I've done with my own, creating that an environment for them to really just dive in and dig deep on what they want with their life, and, you know, what goals do they want in their life, and how do they want their life to look, you know, and being picky, you know. People are afraid, you know, to dream. Like, we, as kids, we dreamed all the time, and we played and, you know, made things up all of the time, and then we get to adults and we are not supposed to be doing that anymore. Why not? You know, I just, so many people kind of get their dreams beaten out of them, and so I like to help them dream again. And I know that doesn't have to do with a whole lot of personality, but in some regard it does, because when I ask those questions, their personality shines, and it tells me what's important to them in their life, and mm-hmm. how to coach them, really. So, I guess I haven't done a whole lot of research on the personality types, but I do get to see everybody's personality in its, you know, raw form, mm-hmm. very much so, and that's really cool and really special.
Yeah, well, and certainly, I mean, it's not like everything has to be a formal test, obviously, because you can certainly pick up a lot of things on a person's personality just by working with them. And I think it's clear that you kind of use that as feedback in terms of your approach. I guess it's like one of the things that I was thinking about as a great example, if you know, or for those listeners that are listening that know as well, about like the Myers-Briggs test, for example, the last of the four pieces is the judging versus the perceiving part of things, which is like the judging part, which I find the word to not be very intuitive, judging, but it basically means like you like closure, you like to be organized, you like to put a bow on things, you like to check things off lists, you like to plan. And then the perceiving side is the person that's just kind of much more free spirit, kind of roll with things, doesn't want to be tied down to a plan. So, I mean, clearly you can see, like, because a lot of what you probably do as a coach might be to come up with, you know, a lifestyle plan of whether it's exercise or food or anything else. And that can be a very structured seeming thing. So I guess my question would be like, if you're dealing with a perceiving type person, more of a free spirit person, somebody that just doesn't inherently do well with the structure of it, it might actually turn them off and make them do worse. What would be your method of tackling somebody like that and helping them to change something in their lifestyle?
I would dig into how they think that they learn best. You know, everybody learns different. And so if they are somebody who learns best by, you know, writing, or by, you know, literally doing something with their bodies, or listening, you know, it just, whatever their learning style is, I would just talk to them about what would work best for them. Really, most of the program is just, it's created by what the client wants. You know, I literally just ask them questions, and then we create a plan together. So if, you know, if checking off goals is not something that's important to one of my clients, then we're certainly not going to be checking off goals. We might celebrate in other ways, or, you know, create like a dream board, or, you know, just like, there's so many different ways, and I like to be creative. So that's kind of a difficult question, I guess, to go into detail about without it, you know, a solid example.
That's fair.
But it's a good question, and it is really interesting to learn, you know, take the Myers-Briggs test. And I encourage, you know, everybody, friends, family, clients, to take those kind of personality tests, because they do really tell you more about who you are as a person. And I mean, why wouldn't you want to learn more about yourself? We're pretty interesting human beings. So.
Right? Yeah. And we're all extremely different.
Exactly. So. That's the coolest part. We're all so different. And that's a really cool thing about coaching, is that I get to deal, you know, I get to work with so many different people, and I love learning what makes them different.
Absolutely. Yeah. And I've been fascinated with that topic lately. I had written one blog post about that to start with, and it's supposed to be a series, and it will continue to be a series. It'll be something that happens here shortly, but as of yet, I haven't gotten to number two. I have a lot of notes, but I haven't started writing.
You got it going though.
That's right.
That's the first step.
That's right. What books have you read recently? What are you reading? What's new?
Right now I am listening to a couple different ones. My phone's about to die. That's no bueno.
Oh no. You got a power cord handy?